This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich, what do you got?
I have a story from Colorado about...
Does it involve weed?
No. Although, in a sort of ancillary way, it might. But it's about a sports fan in Colorado, a really misguided sports fan in Colorado, who has now kind of gone viral from a surveillance video standpoint because Sunday afternoon in Aurora, Colorado. You been there?
It bordered the town I lived in Colorado. It bordered Parker, Colorado, which is where I lived.
Okay. You ever been to the vape store on South Havana Street?
I haven't. Aurora's a little rough.
Is it really?
Yeah, a little bit. Not like
where you grew up in Connecticut.
I would have felt more comfortable living in Aurora just because it did mirror where I grew up in Connecticut on the wrong side of the tracks. I wanted my kids to have better, though, you know, so we lived in Parker.
I get it.
Aurora's, it's not like horrible, but it's very blue collar. It's a tough town.
After seeing this story.
Not surprised there's a theft of vaping equipment.
I get your thinking after seeing this story because the likes of this guy you don't want around your kids.
Right.
So there's surveillance video, and the video is shot from behind the counter where you can see the full showroom in the vape store and also see outside the plate glass windows on the sidewalk outside the store.
Okay.
And on the surveillance video, the man in question, the sports fan in question. How do I know he's a sports fan? He's wearing he's wearing a Colorado Rockies cap and a Denver Broncos sweatshirt.
Oh, not a jersey like you're wearing right now.
No, I'm proudly displaying the Brock Osweiler number 17
as we
speak.
There's a few Brock Osweiler jerseys out there in Denver. It's where he did his best
work. You know what?
Work.
You're probably right.
His best work out there.
You're probably right, but they might have ultimately burned them as the Texans fans did as well.
Right-thinking people, that's what they would do.
So this guy with the ball cap and the sweatshirt I just described is walking back and forth repeatedly in front of the store. Each time he makes a pass in front of the store on the video, you can see him taking a look inside the store. And then after a few seconds of this, or a couple of minutes actually of doing this, he walks directly into the store. Now, the store at this point is about 5:30 in the afternoon. The only person in the entire store is a female clerk.
Mm-hmm.
So the unidentified, misguided sports fan walks into the store, walks directly up to the clerk behind the counter, reaches under his sweatshirt, and pulls out a gun.
Wow.
However, remember how Keith Jackson used to go, "Fumble!"
Yeah.
Holding the gun upside down and gripping it with his fingertips, it flies out of his hands onto the floor.
Oh, he fumbled it, yeah.
He fumbled the gun over the counter to where the clerk was standing.
Just handed him the weapon, huh?
Yeah. So fortunately, the gun did not go off when it hit the floor. That's the good news. But as the would-be robber initially climbed up onto the counter thinking, "I need to jump this counter and grab that gun," he realized that the clerk had already picked up the gun. The suspect, upon seeing this, and I'm telling you, I hate that this is radio right now because the video is priceless.
Oh, so the video's out there.
There's video. He realizes that the clerk is holding the gun, and so he immediately turns tail. He doesn't just turn... Exactly. He doesn't just turn tail, though. As he's running out the door, he decides it would be a good idea not just to run and push open the door and flee. He has the bright idea that it's a good idea to leave both his feet, jump up, and deliver like a double kick to the front door to make sure he opens it and he can get the hell out of there.
Drop kick, Sean.
Oh, it's a drop. Okay. It's
now
a drop kick.
Speaking
my language, yeah.
Well, in the process of the drop kick, his pants fall down. So picture moron who's just fumbled the gun over the counter to the clerk, thought about jumping the counter for a moment, then thought better of it and turned tail. And as he's exiting the front door of the store. His pants are around his ankles.
I'm watching it now.
Yeah.
I'm about 18 seconds into a 1 minute and 30 second video.
Fortunately for unidentified misguided sports fan, the woman did not use the gun. She instead looked about as freaked out as he did, took the gun, and immediately walked up to the door and locked the front door to the store so he wouldn't think twice about coming back.
Oh,
so she, you know, she looks pretty shaken up, as anyone would be, I think, in a situation like that.
Yeah.
thank you. In the exact reaction I had when I first saw it.
See, kids, don't be wearing the pants so low. You know, kids these days, they got the pants around the middle of their thighs.
Yeah.
It's no way. You're not going to be able to get away when you go to rob a vaping store.
Turns out
if your pants are hanging around the middle of your thighs.
Turns out the gun was actually a BB gun. So likely even if it had fired, nobody would have been killed.
Okay.
Although I guess you never know.
Well, if you BBs in certain places. You
that's
never
right.
Know. Yeah.
Put your eye out.
That's right. To put your eye out.
Yep.
So in this Aurora e-cigarette store, the vape store on Sunday, with all due respect, you took the words out of my mouth, Sean. I have several options here as far as all due respect is concerned.
Right.
With all due respect, get a frickin' belt. You know, I don't even want to talk about fumbling the gun,
yeah.
How stupid it was to even think about robbing the store in the first place. Get a belt.
Get a belt. Exactly.
Get a belt. Pull your pants up. You're embarrassing
lot.
Yourself.
Your junk fandangling in the wind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's interesting you had a story with a BB gun because I had a couple of stories here. One of them is a woman who pulled out a BB gun at a Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday night. It was the Sunday night football game.
Okay. Are you going to use that story?
That's
or are you
a
still,
short
you're still
one.
Trying to figure it out?
No, I'll use it here real quickly. Buffalo Wild Wings, around 8:30 Eastern time, a woman who looks like she might be wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt. Her name is Jennifer Joan Thomas.
Okay.
Three names, Rich, so you know how this story ends.
And the law's involved.
The story ends in this mugshot right here.
Oh. Somebody kicked her ass.
This woman got a shiner to write home about. She went off the rails. She was freaking out a bunch of the employees at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fargo, North Dakota. And the patrons during this incident, she was freaking out a bunch of the B-Dubs employees and patrons during this incident. And the incident ended up with her getting her right eye basically closed. Cops say that happened when her face hit the side of a bed. I don't know what the bed would be in Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe they mean a booth.
Right.
Here's what it says. On Sunday night, September 9th, Moorhead police were sent to Buffalo Wild Wings for a report of a woman armed with a handgun making suicidal comments, later pulling out a gun before putting it back in her waistband. While arresting Thomas, she spit in the faces of officers. Felony, right?
Yes, bodily fluids.
Unwanted bodily fluids.
No question, and it should be a felony.
As an officer restrained Thomas, her head hit the side of a bed, resulting in the injury to her eye. There's one of two things. Either they call a booth a bed up in Fargo, North Dakota, which I don't even consider to be like part of the United States.
No.
So they could have their own lingo up there.
He's fleeing the interview.
Or B, this is the freakiest Buffalo Wild Wings in the world. They've got beds in there. You know, people are, you know, doing things in there.
I hope not.
Yeah. She apparently was not an actual loaded handgun. It was a BB gun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But with all due respect, if that is a Packers shirt she's wearing, and it looks like it may be, it was at 8:30 Eastern time this happened, which is when the Packers were losing. Let the game play out before you get all angry with everybody.
True. They came back from 20 points down.
It's a 60-minute game. I wonder if she started muttering suicidal thoughts to herself as Aaron Rodgers was getting peeled off of the field with his left knee injury.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She's muttering. I can't believe. Shaking her fists. Hey, if you're a Packer fan and you're shaking your fists about your bad luck, because Aaron Rodgers didn't practice today, right, Rich?
That's correct.
You've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for the better part of 30 years now.
True.
You've only won two Super Bowls, by the way.
That is the face of a cheese eater, Sean.
She eats it the wheel.
Right.
Like a big block of cheese.
And far
size of a car battery.
Far be it from me to take advantage of a segue opportunity, But we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left in this segment, and I have a story that perfectly complements. I want to say, speaking of cheese.
By all means. Rich, this, the floor is yours. We've got 4 minutes. This is a two-person, all due respect. You can kind of just, you know, sort of weave around
right.
and tell the stories long form.
And radio is theater of the mind, so yeah. Picture this.
Close my eyes. Here we
picture
go.
Picture this.
Yep.
A Giant Eagle supermarket in Bolivar, Ohio, about 15 miles south of Canton.
Oh, okay.
So northeast Ohio.
Where's that in the triangle of hell, Rich, in Ohio?
Thank you. It's part of it, for sure. Yes.
Is this a part of Ohio that you're okay with, Rich? Or?
No. Northeast Ohio is the worst part of Ohio. Are you kidding me?
I just want to hear you say
it. Oh, my
gosh. I know you hate the whole state. So.
But northeast Ohio in particular, look at a map of the USA next time you get a chance. It's literally the armpit of America.
If you were giving the United States an enema, you'd stick the hose right in northeast Ohio.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
So in Bolivar, Ohio, at the Giant Eagle supermarket, everybody hates a snitch, right?
Of course. Rats.
Apparently, there's been a snitch at work at the Giant Eagle because a woman who works in the supermarket, who works in the deli counter area of the supermarket and has worked there for many, many years, was recently seen eating a few slices of deli meat behind the counter.
Deli meat's delicious.
Right. And apparently also at some point shared with a coworker that she's been snacking for about 5 years like that. Slice
okay.
here, slice there.
They don't get paid very much. I feel like that should be a fringe benefit of the job.
I think right. it's quality assurance.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, B-Max. She's a quality control cutter.
Well, apparently the coworker has snitched on her fellow worker and shared with management at Giant Eagle what she's been doing.
Wow.
Management called police.
Theft.
And according to the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office, this supermarket worker could face criminal charges after the Giant Eagle estimated that if she had done what she bragged she'd been doing for 5 years, that she had stolen $9,200 yeah. worth of ham and salami.
You know, over 5 years, 9,000 divided by five is a little under $2,000. Yeah, that's a lot.
She's not
that's
been
a lot of lunch meat.
She's not been identified. Charges have not been filed, and the police report does not specify how Giant Eagle came to the conclusion that it was $9,200 worth of ham and salami.
We need to see the math.
That's right.
We need to see your math, sir.
Exactly. So the case remains under investigation. With all due respect, that's a lot of cold cuts. Cold cuts are really bad for you, Sean. You've heard me lecture about cold cuts.
I know. They're high in sodium.
It's processed meat. Yeah. You don't want processed meat.
I thought you were going to go with a pun there, Rich. They cracked a cold case.
About cold cuts?
B-Mac, it's like Rich coughed on you.
You're doing my job
B-Mac.
For me, B-Mac. Thank you.
So, yeah. So you are not a cold cut guy at all.
For the first...
You're a cold turkey on cold cuts.
For the first... Roughly 50 years of my life, I lived on cold cuts.
Okay, so then let me just ask you a general
question.
For the
last 10, I have eschewed cold cuts.
Okay, I have not.
They're not good for
But me. I don't eat a lot of them. But when you did you buy the prepackaged cold cuts or did you go to the deli and have them slice it for you?
Pretty much exclusively the deli.
I like the deli compared to the prepackaged. It's so inefficient.
Oh, if you're going to eat cold cuts, you want to get it sliced fresh.
You do. But man, you better budget some time. Even if you're the first one in line at a lot of the places, they slice it like they're carving a diamond or something. You know, like they walk over with the first slice. How's this look? So it's fine. It's ham. Just give it to me. Slice it.
Yeah.
The people that slice the cheese and then place it in like perfect, like
I used to do that.
Fanned
I worked
order.
At a supermarket. I sliced cold cuts.
Okay.
Took a little piece of my index finger off once.
Okay. When you slice cheese,
put it right there and then with the bologna.
Did you make sure that it was perfectly neatly? Oh, that's disgusting.
No,
by the way.
I'm kidding.
Were you all about the neatness of it or just making sure the meat or the cheese got cut and you got it on the scale?
I was all about not cutting my fingers.
Okay. Well, that's,
and I did not succeed.
You were a remedial cutter. Okay.
I did not succeed.
Doesn't sound like it.
No.
Exactly.
Seriously, cold cuts, that's the express train to obesity, my friend.
Yeah. No, I don't eat as many of them as I used to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.